Supply Roofing, Solis Roofing Contractors Incorporated, licensed and insured, serving the Treasure Coast and South Florida since 1994 in commercial and residential roofing services. Located in Port St. Lucie, Solis Roofing Contractors is available at 772-336-1633.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
With all my heart. We're continuing in our series on the faith crises, and today God has been dealing with me on a word I've entitled Carriers of Faith. Carriers of Faith. Amen. Now, I want to emphasize very strongly the importance, the significance, and the power of words. Often, you know, words are taken for granted. People say things but don't really mean it. Say things that are not kind. Don't shout me down. Say things that are foolish. But we, as children of God especially, must understand, appreciate, and know the power of words. Sometimes life can be very difficult because you've talked yourself into a situation. Hello? Oftentimes how you talk can begin thought patterns on how you think. Hello? And as a man thinketh, so is he. I often say this, we don't get in life all the time what we want. We get what we have become. Think about it for a moment. You don't necessarily get in life what you want. Most of what life comes toward your way is what you have become. And much begins in your thinking. Disease and sickness oftentimes begin in the mind. And thoughts of fear, depression, oftentimes start in the mind. And we all know there's a real devil out there, right? There's a real enemy to your faith. There's someone that doesn't want to see you make it, that doesn't want you to fulfill your destiny, doesn't want you to fulfill your purpose. And the battleground on which we wage war with him is the mind. That's where it begins. Amen. So, we want to talk today about carriers of faith, but I want to go in the book of Genesis, chapter 1, and let's take a look at the significance of words. You need to stop talking about yourself in a negative light. It doesn't carry as much weight if someone else speaks ill of you as if you start speaking ill of yourself. You know, sticks and stones may break my bones, but your words may hurt, but they won't kill me. But my words, if I keep talking down on myself, guess what? I become that. No matter how much potential you might carry, no matter how much greatness might lie on the inside of you, if you just continue to talk down on yourself, and that's why Satan tries to get people at a young age where parents aren't real parents. You hear what I'm saying? They don't cover their children, and so they have traumatic experiences in the home. And now their image of a father or mother is distorted, is twisted, And so they refuse submission to any authority. And he started them on the track to spend the majority of their life maybe behind bars, or to take them out of this life early. Or whatever. So it's very important that we, parents, especially with young children, learn how to correct children without breaking their spirit. You know, because you're angry, and you know, you get angry and you get violent, you say words that destroy their spirit. You know, learn how to correct. Amen. You know, I tell the story of my sister when she would spank her little children. Her children are in their 30s and 40s now, but when they were little, she would spank them, and she would explain to them, "I have to whoop the devil off of you. I'm going to spank you until the devil's gone."
"Yes, Mommy."
And then she finished, "The devil gone?" "Yeah, he gone." "He's gone. Their spirit be, they be happy-go-lucky, you know, jolly again, because that little bad spirit." But she wouldn't break their spirit. Understand something. Our warfare is not with humans. We don't have the luxury of mistreating people that mistreat us. I'm talking to true Christians, to real saints. I'm not talking to the ain'ts. See, ain'ts will treat you, they'll do you one more. They'll tell you, "I don't get mad, I get even." That's where they live. That's why life is a mess. But when you learn to live the high life, somebody say the high life. The exalted life, the divine life, allowing Christ to live through you. Yes, you will suffer some things, but it will always work together. Like the song says, all things will always work together for your good in your path toward your destiny. Amen? Let's take a look at words in Genesis. I'm gonna run through this. Now, this is going to be a series of lessons in our school of stature. We're going to dig deep in. I'm just going to skim the surface here, but I want to jog your curiosity. I want to rattle your cage. I want to stir something in you to pursue some things on a deeper level. Amen. To pursue the word on a deeper level. Amen? Amen. Now in Genesis 1:1, let's read there. "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth." Verse 2, "And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the waters." Pause there. Okay? Between verse 1 and 2, something happened. Simply because verse 1 says, "In the beginning God created the heaven and the earth." Now, we must understand that when God created the heaven and earth, he didn't create it formless and void. He didn't create it dark. How could God create it dark when he's light? So something happened between verse 1 and verse 2. All right? Between verse 1 and verse 2, and again, I'm skimming the surface. We're going to get into detail in a lot of this in the school. But between verse 1 and verse 2, there was a rebellion. There was a spiritual rebellion. And that's what caused the earth to be cast into a darkness. Now, understand this. Lucifer, the morning star. Sometimes we give him too much credit. Amen. You know, even for our trouble. Peter said one time he saw the devil crying on the step of the church. He said, "What you crying about?" He said, "Them people blaming me for stuff I didn't do." You know, the Bible says he was created perfect in beauty. Now, right there, a person's mind goes off the chain. Well, perfect in beauty means that for the purpose God created him, he had maxed out as beautiful as God wanted him to be. For his purpose, he couldn't have been more beautiful. As a matter of fact, when you walk in meekness, God says that he'll beautify the meek with salvation. When you walk in meekness, you, no matter what you may think of yourself, you become beautiful. Hello? Not because of the clothes you wear, not because of your facial features and all that, but God says, I beautify the meek. So see, that if you want to be attractive, I don't mean in a lustful way, I mean just attractive, people attracted to you, then adorn yourself with meekness. It's attractive. God said, I'll beautify the meek. They'll have access to this I call salvation, healing, deliverance, preservation, and soundness. All right? So God spoke in the beginning, and the earth was, but then it was thrown into chaos because of Satan's rebellion. Now, I'm going to paint a picture for you. Lucifer. And the reason why there's such a battle for planet Earth is that he once ruled here. It's in the scripture. He once ruled the earth, and his charge was a third of the angelic host. In a nutshell, he was given the charge that he lost that now man has. You know, that's a reason for such diabolical hatred toward man, God's creation. Now, he was given that charge, and he was the anointed cherub that covereth. Now, I want you to understand something. I hope we get to this today. If not, we will get to it in the school or in another message. But you have to understand, Satan was not the number one dude. You know, people give too much credit to Lucifer. He had a charge here. And he was a worship leader. He was created perfect in beauty. He was maxed out in the beauty that God wanted him to have. He was perfect in wisdom. He was maxed out in the wisdom that God wanted him to have as a created being. All the stones were his covering. Now, I want you to see something here. Stones reflect light. You put a stone in darkness, there's no light, there's no reflection, there's no beauty.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 26 of Mega Grace, Fully Persuaded. When we meditate, it filters our mind. This is why it is important to meditate on the Word of God. The heart believes where the most evidence is provided. What you give the most emotion to is going to be what evidence we most experience. This is why it is important to stay in your word. In the judicial process, the grand jury reviews evidence presented by the U.S. attorney and decides whether it is sufficient to require a defendant to stand trial. The evidence provided must be so strong that there is no reasonable doubt. The data that we are receiving from our spirit must support the evidence going into our heart in order to be fully persuaded. We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.